All right. About ready to get underway in this championship game.
What? You want this? Why don't you sit over here?
In this championship game between the Marion County Mustangs and Knox County Eagles in girls action. Starting the lineups. For Knox County, number 11, Hannah Dale. Number 21, Stacy Leckby. Number 30, Kathleen Hinkle. Number 40, Hannah Strange. And last but not least, 42, Devin Goodhouse. Starting for Marion County. Number 13, Devin Johnson. Number 14, Randy Plunkett. Number 23, Kaylin Spratt. Number 24, Jessica Redd. And last but not least, 32, Rachelle Sharp. We're about ready to get underway. I'm going to turn over the broadcasting duties to my compatriot, Jay Scudder. He's ready and willing and going to take over from here on. So here we go. It's all yours, Jay.
Well, after that introduction by John Slavin, I'm Jay Scudder. It looks like Kathleen Hinkle is out to tip off against Jessica Redd. Redd controls the tip, and the ball goes to Marion County Lady Mustangs. Randy Lee Plunkett will dribble across half court. Now left side for Devin Johnson, in the corner for Plunkett. She'll dribble once in, back out to Spratt up top, into Plunkett, into the middle of the lane for Johnson, picked away by Hannah Strange. And Strange is up ahead on the fast break. And she puts the contested layup up and in off the right side. Plunkett will dribble it back across for the Mustangs. Now into the right corner for Kaylin Spratt. Spratt shot from 12 feet, and it's up and good. Strange inbounds, tries to get it into Hannah Dale, and it's poked away by Johnson. And out of bounds. So it'll go back to the Lady Eagles. And inbound pass, tries to get it into Kathleen Hinkle, and they're going to call a foul on Rochelle Sharp of the Lady Mustangs. First on Sharp and first on Marion County. Strange up ahead to Hinkle, and Hinkle takes a couple of steps before the dribble, and she's called for the travel. Tied up at two now, as Sharp inbounds to Plunkett. Plunkett left side now for Johnson. She gets it into the corner for Kaylin Spratt, and it's off her hands and out of bounds. Strange gets it into Leckby. Leckby tries to get up ahead to Hinkle. Pass over her head. Picked off by Plunkett. Plunkett into the corner for Spratt. This time a 15-footer, and she puts it in from the baseline. Strange inbounds to Dale. Back to Strange. She'll dribble it up for the Eagles. Left side now dribbling between the circles. She drives all the way into the lane, out to the baseline for Hinkle. Hinkle around two defenders. Puts up a floater, jumping into the lane, and she can't get that to go, but she's fouled. Foul's going to go against Randy Lee Plunkett, her first, and Marion County's team second. And Kathleen Hinkle goes to the line for two shots. First shot for Hinkle up and good. Second shot. She puts this one in as well. Johnson gets it into Plunkett. Back to Johnson. Now can't find anybody. Into the corner for Sharp. Back out to Johnson. In the lane for Red. Turnaround. Blocked by Hinkle. And Goodhouse comes away with the rebound. Gets it back to Lechby. Lechby left side now for Dale. Dale into the corner for Hinkle. And she loses a handle on it and steps out of bounds. Back the way of the Lady Mustangs. Sharp inbounds to Plunkett. Plunkett dribbling right side. Now cross-court pass in the corner for Spratt. Spratt, one dribble in, puts up another baseline runner. No good. And Lechby comes away with the rebound. Lechby to Strange in the right corner. Back outside to Lechby. She dribbles between the circles. Now left side for Dale. In the corner for Hinkle. Now tries to get inside for Goodhouse. It's batted away, but Goodhouse recovers. Back into Hinkle. Tries to pass it back out into the corner for Goodhouse, but it escapes her and out of bounds. Multiple turnovers for both teams now as Plunkett brings it up for the Lady Mustangs. Into the corner for Spratt. Now inside for Red. Double team. Spins away from it. And a little floater by Jessica Red. She gets on the board for the first time. And puts the Lady Mustangs back on top. All the way up the court now for Lechby. Now right side for Hannah Dale. Tries to get it in the lane to Hinkle. Bad away by Sharp. Back out to Dale. Gets it back to Hinkle in the lane. And she's called for the travel. Sharp inbounds to Plunkett. Plunkett dribbling right side. Now drives left into the lane. Lob pass to Red. And it's stripped from her by Hinkle. Hinkle into the corner, onto the ground, but keeps her dribble. And she gets it back to Lechby. Up ahead to Dale. Cross to Hannah Strange. High shot off the glass. Won't go. Jessica Red with the rebound. Out to Sharp. Back to Plunkett, up ahead to Kaylin Spratt. She drives in. Her shot from the left side won't go, and rebounded by Goodhouse. One dribble out, now back to Lechby. Lechby dribbling against Kaylin Spratt. Right side now for Dale. She dribbles back between the circles, tries to find Goodhouse. Goodhouse wasn't paying attention, and it bounced away from her, and right to Jessica Red. Gives it back out to Plunkett. Plunkett dribbles it across. Now up top for Plunkett. Backdoor pass to Spratt, and Spratt puts it in on the blocks. Lechby dribbling up for the Eagles. Drives right and continues into the corner. And a three attempt by Stacey Lechby, no good. But Hannah Dale is there for the rebound, sneaks between taller defenders and puts it off the glass with her left hand and in. Plunkett now across half court. Left side for Spratt. Now up top for Red. Red will try a three, and she's muddy from the top of the key. The post showing some range here as Red puts in the three ball. Lechby. Left side now, and still dribbling. Trying to get it cross court to the blocks for Hannah Dale, and it's away and out of bounds. And it's Marion County ball after the timeout. Plunkett dribbles across for the Lady Mustangs. Right side for Kaylin Spratt into Devin Johnson. And she puts up a wide shot off the glass. It won't fall, but she's going to be fouled. Foul goes against Hannah Dale. Her first, Knox County's team first. And Johnson goes to the line for two shots. Her first shot rims around and out. And can't hit the second one either. Hinkle away with the rebound. Hannah Dale dribbles up to Goodhouse, cross court, back out to Strange in the corner. And the pass bounces off of Strange's legs into the corner. Randy Lee Plunkett on the ground, and she's tied up by Strange. So a jump ball gives it back to the Lady Eagles. Osmus. Back into Amber Osmus into the game for the first time for Knox County, as well as Kim Shuck for Marion. Osmus out to half court for Dale. Right side now for Lechby. Cross court pass to Osmus. Up top now for Strange, and she has her three-pointer blocked. Rochelle Sharp with the rebound. Gives it up ahead to Jessica Redd, and she puts in the easy layup. Lechby dribbles it up against the pressure. Has a little bit of problems, now gets it to Dale. Dale, one dribble inside the arc, can't get that shot to fall on the right wing. And Austin's down with the rebound, but they'll call a reach-in. It's going to be the third team foul on Marion County. And second foul on Rochelle Sharp. Kelsey Cahalen into the game for Knox County, and Johnson back in for Marion. Into the corner for Hinkle. Now out to half court for Cahalen. She drives right side. Stops, pops, can't get a floater to go. Hannah Strange with the rebound inside, and she puts it up and in for the Lady Eagles. Johnson on the inbound. Gets it to Plunkett. Plunkett dribbles into the lane. Now it tries to get it off to Johnson, and it's off of her hands and out of bounds. Lechby now dribbling against the pressure again. She dribbles it up to the top of the key. Now tries a three. It bounces out. Rebounds. Looked like it was going to go to Amber Osmus. But it's recovered by Kim Shuck of Marion County. She's tied up by Osmus. And there's a jump ball. Gives it back to Marion County. Plunkett now dribbles up for the Lady Mustangs. Into the lane, off the glass, and in for Randy Lee Plunkett. Cahalen brings it back the other way for Knox County. Right side for Osmus. Now gets it back up top for Lechby. Drives off of the screen by Hinkle. Thought about three. Now inside to Strange, but it's over her head, and she can all she can do is tip it out of bounds. Back the way of the Lady Mustangs. 1:13 left in the first quarter. They lead it 15-8 as Sharp checks back in for the Lady Mustangs and Goodhouse for Knox. Plunkett dribbles it up for the Mustangs. Left side for Johnson, and she tries a cross-court pass to the baseline for Rochelle Sharp, but it gets away from her and out of bounds. Osmus to Cahalen on the inbound. She'll bring it across half court. Now left side for Osmus. Back between the circles for Cahalen. Right side now for Lechby. Lechby finds a cutting Hinkle. Hinkle thought about a baseline jumper, now drives one step in, and high floater falls for Kathleen Hinkle. Plunkett now on the right side with it. Drives into the lane. Hands off to Johnson. Johnson shot from the block. Rejected by Hinkle. But they're going to give her the foul. Looked like a pretty clean block there. But the foul goes against Hinkle. Her first. Second team foul on Knox County. Devin Johnson can't hit another free throw. She has been unlucky from the stripe so far tonight. And as I say that, she converts the second. 16-10 now the lead for the Lady Mustangs as Spratt checks back into the game for Marion County. Osmus now to inbound. Gets it into Cahalen in the corner. She dribbles across half court. Now back up top. Into the corner for Kathleen Hinkle. Hinkle hands it off to Goodhouse. Back to Hinkle. Up top for Cahalen. She drives the baseline on Shuck. And pass across the lane. Stolen away by Kaylin Spratt. Up ahead to Plunkett. To Johnson on the block. And she falls into the defense, but puts a shot up off the glass that goes home. It's going to be a foul on Amber Austin. It's her first. Knox County's team third. And Johnson looks to convert on the three-point play. And she hits this one. Osmus to inbound for Knox County. Long pass up ahead to Hinkle. Hinkle, a heave from half court, and it falls short. As the first quarter buzzer sounds, it's going to be a 19-10 lead for the Marion County Lady Mustangs over the Knox County Lady Eagles. Just all aspects of the game here controlled by the Mustangs. Only a few sparse baskets for the Eagles. And they'll try to reverse that going into the second quarter. Osmus into Cahalen after the quarter break. Gives it off the left side for Osmus. Tries to get across court to Goodhouse. Picked away by Spratt. She'll get it up ahead to Plunkett. Plunkett to Spratt on the right side. High shot off the glass, no good. Jessica Red with the rebound. Her shot partially blocked by Hinkle. And Hinkle away with the rebound for the Lady Eagles. Back out to Leckby. Leckby right side now for Osmus. In the corner for Hinkle, and it's off her hands and out of bounds. Hannah Dale checks back in for the Lady Eagles. Randy Lee Plunkett now dribbles across for the Lady Mustangs. Inside to Red, give and go play to Plunkett. And Plunkett takes about three or four steps trying to get her shot off. And she's called for the travel. Dale into a spinning Cahalen. Back to Dale to Leckby now. She'll dribble it across with her right hand. Right side down for Dale. Into the corner for Hinkle. One dribble now back out to Leckby. She drives into the corner. Now brings it back out. Tries to get across court to Dale. Picked away by Randy Lee Plunkett. And Plunkett tripped up to the blocks. But she's called for the travel before she can get the shot off. So Dale will inbound to Cahalen. Going back the other way for Knox County. Cahalen, left side now, hands it off to Leckby. Inside to Hinkle. Hinkle, one dribble to the basket. Her shot won't hit anything. Rebounded by Goodhouse. Back out to Hinkle. To Goodhouse in the corner. And she can't make up her mind as to what she's going to do. And she finally commits the travel. Timeout called by John Weaver, head coach of the Knox County Lady Eagles. 6:32 left in the second quarter. Score is still 19-10. It's going to be Marion County ball after the timeout. Sharp again inbounds to Plunkett. She dribbles right side. Now cross court pass to Spratt. Spratt into Red in the lane, back out to Johnson to Plunkett. Thought about three, now hands it back to Johnson. Into the corner for Spratt. Her shot just rattles out, rebound by Randy Lee Plunkett, and she puts it off the glass and in. Dale to Cahalen. Cahalen right, back to right side for Dale. Between the circles to Cahalen, swings it around the horn to Leckby. Cross-court pass to Dale. She drives now, flings it off in the corner for Leckby to Hinkle. Hinkle shot from almost the arc. It bounces off to the right, and Red back with the rebound for Marion County. Gives it off to Plunkett. Tries to get ahead to Johnson. Picked away by Dale. Dale hands off to Leckby. Leckby dribbles it across half court. Shot from just inside the arc. She can't get it to fall either. Almost the exact same place as Hinkle. And rebound to Johnson. To Plunkett, she'll dribble into the lane, into the corner for Spratt. Cross-court pass to Johnson, into Sharp at the blocks. She can't get her shot off the glass to go, and Hinkle away with the rebound. To Lexi, tries to get it to Hannah Dale cross-court. It goes over her head and out of bounds. So both teams plagued by turnovers here in the first half. Hannah Strange back in the ballgame for the Lady Eagles. Johnson inbounds to Plunkett. Plunkett across half court. Dribbles right side, inside pass to Kaylin Spratt. It gets away from her, and she saves it right back to the hands of Devin Goodhouse. Gives it off to Lechby. Now right side for Dale. To Hinkle at the high post. Her shot just rattles out. Red looked like she came away with a rebound, but she's tied up by Dale and Hinkle. And alternating possession gives it back to the Marion County Lady Mustangs. 4:30 left here in the first half, 21-10 for the Lady Mustangs. And a 30-second timeout called by girls coach Mike Johnson of the Marion County Lady Mustangs. Plunkett dribbles across half court for the Marion County Lady Mustangs off the inbounds. Inside to Red. She has the ball on the floor. Some contact there, but she's tied up by Goodhouse, and it's going to go back the way of the Lady Eagles. Strange gets it in to Lechby. Lechby dribbles up against the pressure. Back up top, left side for Dale. Dale to Strange in the corner. Strange drives the lane, back out to Dale. Now high post for Goodhouse. Hinkle inside, and she puts it off the glass with her left hand, and it falls through. Back to a single-digit lead for the Lady Mustangs as Plunkett gets it left side for Spratt. Jessica Red, top of the key. She'll try another three. This one bounces off to the left. Rebound by Dale. Dale drives in the lane. Now hands off to Hinkle. One dribble to the basket. And she is fouled hard by Jessica Red. Hinkle will go to the line for two. And Jessica Red picks up her first foul. 14th foul for Marion County as Hinkle will get two shots from the charity stripe. First one up and good for the junior. Shuck back into the game for Marion County. Second shot rattles around and in for Hinkle. Plunkett back the other way with it. Inside to Red. Cross court to Shuck. Shuck, 8-foot shot, bounces off. Rebound by Hinkle. Up ahead to Lechby. Lechby, right side now for Strange. Looked like she might throw it away. But instead drives the lane, gives it back to Dale. And Dale, a shot from almost the arc. Looks like it might fall out, but bounces around and in. 21-16 the lead for Marion County. Plunkett to Spratt, left side. Now to Jessica Red, top of the key. One dribble, backdoor pass to Plunkett. And she tries to get it across to Shuck, but she is fouled on the reach-in. Foul goes against Stacy Lechby. Her first, and Knox County's fourth team. And Devin Johnson back in the game for the Lady Mustangs. Sharp. In the corner for Spratt. Spratt tries a three, and she buries it. Strange inbounds to Lechby. Lechby brings it up for the Lady Eagles. Inside to Hinkle. Hinkle hands off to Goodhouse. Right side now for Dale. Dale to the block for Lechby. Thought about a shot against Jessica Red, but instead tries their chances with the one dribble and a shot high, arcing and off the top of the backboard into the supports. So it goes back the other way. Marion County, Plunkett brings it up to Spratt, to Jessica Redd, top of the key. Johnson now left side. And Johnson drives around. Hannah Strange puts it off the glass. No good, but she's fouled. Foul goes against Devin Goodhouse. It's going to be her first. And Knox County's 15th foul. Johnson leaning on the first shot. Can't get it to fall. Osmus and Shuck back into the game for Knox and Marion. Second shot by Johnson. She puts this one in. Osmus inbounds to Dale. Dale dribbling up against the pressure by Johnson. Hands it off to Osmus. Almost the arc now for Strange. Back to Osmus. Long three-pointer. It's way off the mark. And Red with the rebound. Gives it back out to Spratt. She'll dribble it across to Plunkett. Left side for Johnson. Ball picked away by Amber Osmus. And gets it back out to Lechby. Lechby right inside the arc. Her shot rattles around and out. Plunkett with the rebound. And called for a travel. Coach Mike Johnson of the Mustangs not very happy about that call, but it goes back to the Eagles. To Henkel in the corner. To Dale. She'll try another long three. Rebound this time by Plunkett on the baseline, and she's fouled on the over the back by Amber Osmus. Osmus, her second foul, 16th foul on Knox County. Plunkett inbounds to Johnson, back to Plunkett. 1:10 left in the second quarter. 24-16 the lead for the Lady Mustangs. Plunkett, right side now for Johnson. In the corner for Shuck. Back to Johnson, right wing. Lob pass into Shuck. Her shot's over the basket, but rebound by Spratt. Gets it out to Red. Her shot misses the mark. And Lechby all the way up the court from the rebound by Red, and she puts it in on the left side. Plunkett in the lane for Red now. Red almost the free throw line. She can't hit. And Plunkett gets the rebound. She puts up another shot, and this time she's fouled. Foul's going to go against Kathleen Henkel, her second. 17th foul in Knox County. Two shots for Randy Lee Plunkett. And the first one hits the back of the rim and pops out. Second shot for the junior. This one rattles around and out. Jessica Redd with the rebound. And she's going to be called for the push in the back. Second foul on Redd. And 15th foul on Marion County. Strange to Henkel in the corner. Long pass out to Osmus. Now left side for Lechby. Lechby dribbling between the circles. Now drives into the lane. Puts up a little floater. Shot no good. Red away with the rebound. Gives it off to Plunkett. 5 seconds left in the half. Up ahead, left wing for Spratt. She drives the basket. Her shot off the glass, no good. And time expires without any further action. 24-18, the Marion County Lady Mustangs take a 6-point lead into halftime over the Knox County Lady Eagles. Championship game here at the Brashear Tournament. Some halftime entertainment in this girls' championship game. It's going to be the Truman State High Street Dancers, and we'll be back in about probably 15 minutes with second half action from this one. and back at halftime with some scores from the first half of this girls' championship game. Marion County leads at this point 24-18, first for the trailing Knox County Lady Eagles. Kathleen Hinkle leads the way with 8. Kanna Strained and Hannah Dale each have 4. And Stacy Leckby has 2. For the Marion County Mustangs, led by Jessica Redd with 9. Kaylin Spratt has 6. Devin Johnson has 5. And Randy Lee Plunkett rounds out the pack with 4. 7 minutes left until second half action here at the Brashear Tournament. This is the girls' championship game. It'll be Marion County Lady Mustang ball out of the half. They lead it 24-18 in this championship game. Plunkett dribbles it across half court. Now stuck. Gets it left side for Johnson into Red at the high post. Back to Johnson left side. Back to Plunkett. Lob pass into Spratt. Back out to Red. And her shot rolls off the front of the rim. And finally over and in. Lexi drives down the right side to Goodhouse in the corner. She can't convert. And Sharp away with the rebound. Gives it up ahead to Plunkett. Between the circles now, dribbling inside to Red. Hands off to Plunkett. Shot from the free throw line. No good. Dale away with the rebound for the Lady Eagles. Right side for Leckby. Inside now to Hinkle. She works against Sharp. Can't get her shot to fall. Rebound ripped away by Sharp. And off her hands. No, it's going to be out on Knox County. So back to the Lady Mustangs it goes. Sharp to Plunkett. Plunkett dribbles across half court. Right side now for Devin Johnson. To Jessica Redd, top of the key. Right corner for Sharp. She'll drive. Tries to get across to Spratt. Picked away by Dale. One on two now for Dale. Gets it out right wing for Lexi. Tries to get it back to Dale, and it's picked away by Redd. Up ahead to Spratt on the fast break. First shot off the glass won't go. Rebound by Hinkle of Knox County. And she gets it back out to Lexi. Leckby drives right. Now back between. To Hinkle in the middle of the lane. She turns. Puts it up. Bounces off the rim. Off the backboard and in. And she's fouled. She'll go to the line to complete the three-point play. And Hinkle puts it in from the free throw line. She's got 11. And Randy Lee Plunkett back the other way for Marion County. Into the corner for Spratt. Spratt thinks about a shot. Now cross-court pass to Johnson. Johnson drives to the basket. Shot blocked by Goodhouse, but there's a foul called. She'll go to the free throw line. It's going to be first foul on Goodhouse, first foul on Knox County for the second half. And Devin Johnson looks to convert two from the charity stripe. Rattles the first one around, and it finally falls in. Second shot, up and good. Hinkle into Leckby. Leckby dribbles across half court. Now pulls it back out. Left side now for Dale. Finds Goodhouse inside, working against Red. Shot from 6 feet up and in for Devin Goodhouse. And it's going to be Plunkett bringing it back the other way to Johnson. She hands it off to Sharp. Tries to find Red inside off the pass, and it's picked away by Goodhouse. To Lexi, she'll bring it across half court. Left side now for Hannah Dale. She drives in, back to Hinkle, right wing. Finds Dale. She drives off the screen by Hinkle to the baseline. Pass back out to Hinkle, picked away by Spratt. Gives it up ahead to Plunkett. Plunkett lob pass to Rochelle Sharp. Her shot will go, rebound by Hannah Strange. She dribbles all the way back up to Lechby now between the circles. She drives, shot from just inside the arc, won't go. Rebound tracked down by Plunkett. Plunkett dribbles all the way to the block, stops, squares up, and puts it in. Another 2 points for Randy Plunkett. Lechby, too strange on the left side. She'll dribble it across the top and bumped by Kaylin Spratt. Going to call a foul on her. Second team foul on Marion County and second on Spratt of this half. Kaylin and Osmus back in the game for Knox County. Kaylin into Dale. Dale left side now for Lechby. Into the corner for Osmus. Back out to Dale. She drives now to Kahalen on the right side. Into the corner for Lechby. Tries to find Goodhouse inside. Tipped away by Spratt and recovered by Sharp. Up ahead to Plunkett. To the off block to Devin Johnson. Her shot from the blocks won't go. But Jessica Redd is there for the cleanup and the put-in. Lechby right side for Kahalen. Into the corner for Hannah Dale. Three-pointer on the way, and she sinks it. And back the other way is Plunkett. Left side now to Johnson. To Redd. Back to Johnson. Left wing to Randy Lee Plunkett. To Johnson. Now shot from the free throw line. Blocked by Goodhouse, and it ball rolls away from her and out of bounds. Long pass out to Redd. She tries another three. This one bounces out and rebound by Goodhouse. Gets it left side now for Lechby. Lechby cross court to Kahalen. Long three-pointer, and she puts it in. NBA three for Kelsey Kahalen. And she converts from the right wing. Kaylin Spratt back for the Lady Mustangs to Johnson in the middle of the lane. First shot bounces off. Spratt with the rebound on the other side to Sharp. Shovel pass over to Rochelle Sharp on the off block. She puts it up and in off the glass, and it's fouled. Foul's going to go against Kahalen. That's going to be her first. Knox County's second team foul. As Strange checks back in for the Lady Eagles. Sharp goes the line to complete the three-point play. And it bounces around and in. Kahalen now with it for the Lady Eagles, dribbling up the right side. Gets it across half court, now into the corner for Osmus. She'll try a long three. This one bounces out, and Spratt with the rebound. Gives it off to Plunkett. Up ahead to Johnson in the corner. Back out to Spratt left wing. Inside to Redd. To Johnson. She drives to the basket. Wide shot up off the glass, and it falls through. Lechby dribbling back the other way with it. Left side now. Now drives into the lane. Shot, throws it up over the defense. It bounced off the front of the rim. Rebound went for Randy Plunkett. Gives it up ahead to Rochelle Sharp, and she's called for the travel. And Hinkle checks back in for the Lady Eagles. Kahalen now over half court. Left side for Lechby. Lechby bounce pass into Hinkle. And Rochelle Sharp is called for the reach in from behind. Marion County's third team foul of the half. Rochelle picks up, Sharp picks up her third foul. Inbounds for Knox County. To Hinkle's on the off block. And she has her shot blocked by Jessica Redd. But there's some body contact. And they're going to call the foul on Redd. Third on her. Fourth on Marion County of the half. And Hinkle goes to the line at 4-2. Gets set for the first one and rolls it over the front of the rim and in. Second shot, up and good. Perfect performance by Kathleen Hinkle from the free throw line. And the Knox County Lady Eagles have cut it to the Marion County lead to 7. 1:50 left in the third quarter, 37-30, the lead for the Marion County Lady Mustangs in this Brashear Tournament championship game. Marion County ball after the timeout. Sharp inbounds to Plunkett. Plunkett drives left side to Johnson. Into the corner for Spratt. Thought about a shot from the baseline. Now cross court to Plunkett. She'll try a three from the corner. It's no good. Red with the rebound. And she puts up the easy shot from the blocks and in. Kahalen now brings it back the other way for the Lady Eagles. Right side now to Lechby in the corner. She dribbles it back out. Inside to Hinkle. Double teams. Hinkle gets around Spratt, and her shot's off the bottom of the backboard, recovered by Red. Up ahead to Spratt, left wing, inside to Sharp, and it's pulled away by Hinkle. At half court, the ball skipped away from her by Johnson to Spratt. And Spratt tries to find Johnson, throws it right past her, and Rochelle Sharp dives for it but can't save the ball. Out of bounds on the Lady Mustangs, and it goes back to Knox County. Kahalen to inbound. She gets it into Lechby. Time winding down here in the third quarter. Lechby right side for Kahalen. Finds Hinkle inside. She'll drive. Ball bounces through the defense, and Hinkle goes and recovers it, puts it up off the blocks and in. Great performance tonight by Kathleen Hinkle. Plunkett brings it back the other way, inside to Red for the Lady Mustangs. And Hinkle picks up a foul. It's going to be the third foul on Hinkle as Goodhouse and Dale check back in for Knox County, replacing Hinkle and Osmus. Randy Lee Plunkett. Inbound comes to Red in the corner. One dribble out, now high post for Plunkett to Johnson. Johnson, runner from the baseline, won't go. Kaylin Spratt with the rebound to Sharp across the lane and has her shot poked away, but she's fouled. Foul goes on Hannah Dale, her second, Knox County's team fourth of the half, and Rochelle Sharp looks to convert two free throws. First shot for the junior. Can't get it to fall. Second shot for Sharp. Bounces out as well. Goodhouse with the rebound. Back to Kahalen. To Lechby. 10 seconds left in the third quarter. Lechby dribbles it across half court. Now drives the lane. Shot blocked by Kaylin Spratt on the left-handed layup, but they're going to give Spratt the foul. Third foul on Spratt, 15th foul on Marion County, and Lechby has the line for two. 5.7 seconds left in the third quarter, 39-32 the lead for Marion County. And Lechby can't convert on the first, it rattles around and out. Second foul for Stacy Lechby. Foul shot. And she can't get it to go either. Plunkett across half court to Sharp on the baseline. Tries to get back out to Plunkett. Last second shot. But it's after the buzzer. And so going into the final frame of this one, 39-32 the lead for the Marion County Lady Mustangs. Just been controlled on the boards and the outside game here for Marion County. the Knox County Lady Eagles have been having problems getting the points from anyone but Hinkle at this point. She has at least 15, and mostly in the lane over Jessica Redd. Foul troubles for the Lady Mustangs, and only 5 team fouls here in the second half, but several players with 3 for Marion County. So, heading into the fourth quarter, as I said before, Marion County leads it 39-32 over the Knox County Lady Eagles in this Brashear Tournament Championship game. Going to be Lady Eagle ball here. Kahalen to inbound on the far sideline. Gets it into Lechby. Lechby, left side for Dale. She drives it back out, gives it to Lechby. Right side for Kahalen now. Into the corner for Goodhouse. She drives the baseline. Shot up off the bottom of the rim. No good. She gets her own rebound. And an outlet pass stolen by Devin Johnson. Johnson dribbles once. Picks up the ball and dribbles it again. Called for the double dribble. And it's going to go back to the Lady Eagles under their own basket. Hannah Dale. Long. Tries to get a long outlet pass to Kahalen. Picked away by... It's going to be Plunkett. Up ahead to... It's going to be Sharp. And she commits the travel. Cross half court now for Knox County. Kahalen left wing to Goodhouse on the baseline. Back out to Kahalen in the corner. To a driving Hannah Dale. And dribbling across the top of the key, she's called for the carry. 7:19 left in the fourth quarter. And Marion County still holds a 7-point lead. Johnson into the corner for Spratt. Thought about a shot. Now one dribble inside to Red. Red working against Goodhouse. Can't get the shot to fall. But Rochelle Sharp is there for the rebound on the other side and puts it off the glass and in. Lechby quickly back the other way for the Lady Eagles. 3 from the corner. And Lechby hits another 3. Putting the lead back to 6. Plunkett across half court for the Lady Mustangs. She drives left in the corner for Spratt. She'll try a 2. Won't go. Kahalen away with the rebound. Up ahead to Dale in the corner. To Kahalen. Around the horn to Lechby left side. Now she dribbles it back up top between the circles. Now right side for Lechby. She drives on Spratt to the blocks. Across the lane to Goodhouse. Flips it out into the corner for Kahalen. And she'll try a 3 from the left wing. Not really set on that shot. And Spratt with the rebound. Gets it to Plunkett. Up ahead to Red in the lane. Waits for Goodhouse to go by. And puts up the shot. It rattles around at home. And she's fouled. Fourth foul against Kathleen Hinkle. 15 foul for Knox County of the second half. Osmus checks back in, replacing Kahalen. 5:59 left in the fourth, and a 43-35 lead for Marion County. Jessica Redd can't connect on the free throw, and Goodhouse away with the rebound. Gets it out to Lechby. She'll dribble across half court with the left hand. Now drives right. Thought about a long 3. Now right corner, back to Dale. Dale just inside the arc. Her shot bounces around and out. Red with the rebound. Up ahead to Plunkett. Left side for Spratt. She thought about a dribble drive and couldn't make up her mind, and she commits the travel. Osmus inbounds to Dale. Dale will bring it across for Knox County. Drives right now. Back out to Osmus. To Lechby near half court. Now she'll dribble it back in. Left side now for Dale. Tough defense by Kahalen Spratt. Pass to Austin. Almost picked away by Plunkett. Austin will drive all the way to the blocks. Trying to get it back out to Goodhouse. And it's poked away out of bounds by Randy Lee Plunkett. timeout called by Marion County, 32nd, and with 5:11 left in the fourth quarter, 43-35, the lead still for the Lady Mustangs. Inbound comes to Dale, inside to Hinkle. Hinkle, high shot off the glass, won't fall. She saves it back inbound to Goodhouse. Into the corner for... It's going to be Dale. Her shot rattles off the backboard and out. And rebound to Jessica Redd. Gives it to Plunkett up ahead. Right wing now for Spratt to a cutting Johnson. Shot off the glass, way over the basket, but she's fouled. Foul's going to go against Goodhouse. And it's going to be her third. Knox County's 16th foul. Johnson rolls the first one up. It bounces several times and then falls in. And hits the second. Osmus left side now for Dale. She'll bring it across half court. She dribbles back right. Now Lechby. She drives into the lane. Right side for Dale. Back out to Lechby. Tries to get it inside to Goodhouse. Picked away by Kaylin Spratt. Up ahead to Red. To Plunkett right side now. Inside to Red. She works against Goodhouse. Her shot off the backboard. No good. Goodhouse comes away with the rebound, but she's tied away by Plunkett. Tied up by Plunkett. Jump ball gives it back to Marion County. Inbounds for Spratt now. Inbounds pass comes to Sharp in the corner. Left wing for Plunkett. Back in the corner for Spratt. To Plunkett. To Red in the lane. Turnaround jumper won't go. And rebound to Goodhouse. It's going to be fouled this time by Kaylin Spratt. Spratt picks up her fourth foul. 16 foul on Marion County. 4:09 left in the game. And a 10-point lead for the Lady Mustangs. Osmus. Hands off the inbound to Lechby. She dribbles it across half court. In the lane now to the baseline for Goodhouse. And she converts. Plunkett into Johnson. Back to Plunkett. Inside to Red now. Top of the key. Hands back off to Plunkett. She'll dribble it back out. Drive now into the corner for Sharp. Back out to Spratt. Inside to Red. Red finds a cutting. Randy Lee Plunkett. Her shot off the backboard on the right side. Just rolls out. Lechby long pass up ahead to Hinkle. Picked away by Red. And she gets it back to Devin Johnson. Cross half court to Randy Lee Plunkett. Left side now for Spratt. Back to Plunkett. Top of the key for Red. She'll drive on Goodhouse into the lane. Shot off the glass, no good. Ball bounces off of her head and right into the hands of Dale. Dale finds the cutting Hinkle. And ball eludes her for a couple moments. She's called for the travel. 2:59 left in the game. Still an 8-point lead for the Lady Mustangs. They lead over Knox County 45-37 here in this girls' championship game at the Rashear Tournament. Marion County ball here out of the timeout. Rochelle Sharp inbounds. Gets it into Plunkett. She'll dribble it up against the pressure to Red across half court. Top of the key now. Hands it off to Plunkett. Back inside to Red. To Johnson left side. Back up top to Spratt. Into Red. Now right side for Plunkett. Gets it inside to Red. Turnaround jumper. And she puts it up and in over Devin Goodhouse. Back to a 10-point lead for the Lady Mustangs. Lechby. Left side now for Dale. She'll drive in the lane. Pops a shot from almost the free throw line. It won't go. And rebound chased down by Plunkett. Gets it too sharp. Back to Plunkett. Cross half court to Red. To Plunkett right side. Cross-court pass to Spratt. Inside to Johnson, and a wide shot happens to find its way into the basket for Johnson. Lechby straight to the basket on the other end. Hard into the lane, and big contact with Rochelle Sharp. Sharp picks up the foul, and it's going to be her fourth, Marion County's seventh team foul, and Stacey Lechby goes to the line for a 1-1. Hannah Strange back into the game for the Lady Eagles, replacing Goodhouse. 49-37, 1:52 left in the game. Lechby dribbles, puts up the shot, and it rattles out. Johnson with the rebound for Marion County. Gets it back to Plunkett. Plunkett driving left side now. All the way to the basket. Shot up off the glass. It rolls around in the front of the rim and in. Lechby up ahead to Strange in the corner. Pass Jessica Redd. Strange in the lane. Her shot won't go. Chased down on the other side by Johnson. And Kathleen Hinkle had a hold of the ball at the same time, stepped out of bounds, so they'll give it back to Marion County. Plunkett driving on the left side now, crosses back over to Johnson on the off block, and she puts it off the glass and in. 16-point lead for Marion County. Kahalen brings it back across half court for Knox County to Lechby on the right wing. Now a three from the corner from Lechby, and Red picks up the rebound. Gets it to Spratt, back out to Plunkett. Less than a minute left to Red now, inside to Plunkett. And she puts up a shot against Strange. It just falls out, but she's fouled. And Plunkett goes to the free throw line for two shots. First foul on Hannah Strange, 17th foul on Knox County for the second half. And Randall Lee Plunkett can't convert on the first. Amber Osmus into the game for Knox County. Kim Shuck back in for Marion. And Plunkett hits the second. Hinkle inbound to Lechby now. Cross half court, into the corner for Dale. She drives in the lane. Her shot's short. Rebound chased back down by Dale. To Lechby, to Dale on the right side, to Osmus. She'll put up a three from the corner way long, and Plunkett comes down with the rebound. Plunkett lob pass in the lane for Red. Turn around off the glass, and Jessica Red has two more points. Kahalen to Dale. Up ahead into the corner for Hinkle on the three-point line. Can't hit that shot. The rebound chased down by Shuck to Plunkett. Marion County still pressing the ball here. Plunkett into the lane. Squares up. Shot no good. Jessica Red with the rebound. Puts it up and in. And as the final buzzer sounds, Marion County on a furious run at the end of the game. 58-37, the final score in the girls' championship game, and Marion County takes the gold at Bershear over the Knox County Lady Eagles. Now they're going to present the plaques and medals here to the two teams, and we'll be back in about 15 minutes with more action from the Bershear tournament, this time a boys' championship game between the Marion County Mustangs and the Knox County Eagles. Excuse me, that won't be Knox County in the boys' championship. It's going to be the Navajo Wildcats facing off against the Marion County Mustangs. And join us back in 10 minutes for exciting Bershear tournament action.